In addition to cast iron bragging rights, the Claussen brothers will take home $5,000. Your Central Wisconsin weather is next, right?
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, with a possibility of late afternoon thunderstorms. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, with lows around 50. Currently, it's 77 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 43 and question one for hour 45 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello? Hello, this is John Hoppe with 90 FM. I was wondering if you'd be interested in doing a Trivia Focus?
Sure thing.
All right, I'm just going to fire off some questions at you. What's your team name?
Dev Computers.
Do you have a mascot?
Green alien hanging in our corner.
How long has your team been playing?
Since 1978.
Does your team have a theme song?
Probably the team's bomb theme.
Do you have any interesting team traditions?
Silly dance in a circle.
What gets you pumped to do trivia?
Hanging around too, I guess.
How many players are on your team this year?
I'd say between 25 and 30.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
Not bludgeon funny.
How is your team doing so far in the contest?
Can't complain.
If your team was a food, what kind of food would you be?
A burrito. Something that goes right through you, you know?
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Goat milk, I guess.
What kind of food have you guys been eating this weekend?
A bunch of junk food, Pixie Stick.
What is the best pickup line to use on Trivia Weekend?
Hey, honey, can I buy you a fish sandwich?
What do you guys do to a team member if they fall asleep during trivia?
We take pictures of them.
Yeah, what do you guys do to keep morale up once things start to drag?
Run around crazy.
Ballpark, what is the amount of food your team eats in a weekend in, like, pounds?
I'd probably say around 50 to 100.
Who is your favorite 90 FM DJ?
All of them.
Do you listen to 90 FM outside the contest?
Yes, I do.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you erase whatever is inside as your own?
Oh, sure.
What if what was inside was a predator baby?
If I had an alien baby to breed with it, then I would.
What do you think is Oz's kryptonite?
Shampoo, soap.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
Probably not.
What is the best pickup line to use at a bar?
You want to come and see my trivia basement?
What's your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
Z, because it's the end of it.
And what is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
White powdery substances.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, have fun playing trivia.
For Trivia Focus, I'm John Hoffman. Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 43 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 10 points, question 2 is worth 10 points, question 3 is worth 80 points, question 4 is worth 30 points, question 5 is worth 10 points, question 6 is worth 15 points, question 7 is worth 500 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 43 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 10 points, question 2 is worth 10 points, question 3 is worth 80 points, question 4 is worth 30 points, question 5 is worth 10 points, question 6 is worth 15 points, question 7 is worth 500 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. The top five team standings as of hour 43, question 8, are: in fifth place with 7,115 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In fourth place with 7,440 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In third place with 7,815 points is Knights of Neek. In second place with 8,495 points is Tin Man. In first place with 8,745 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is 2007. For the record, nobody's home. The Grocery Bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to 90FM Studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is 2007. For the record, nobody's home. And now, question one of hour 45. Television character Adam Hillman is desperate to become partner in the law firm at which he works. While searching his boss's office for anything that will give him an in with his boss, Adam comes across the wastebasket, which has the logo of a college on it. What is the name and nickname of that college? Once again, question one of hour 45 of Trivia 38. Television character Adam Hillman is desperate to become partner in the law firm at which he works. While searching his boss's office for anything that will give him an in with his boss, Adam comes across the wastebasket, which has the logo of a college on it. What is the name and nickname of that college? Good luck.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this to scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Boys, oh please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
We are in the midst of question one, hour 45, trivia 38. Television character Adam Hillman is desperate to become a partner in the law firm at which he works. While searching his boss's office for anything that will give him an in with his boss, Adam comes across the wastebasket, which has the logo of a college on it. What is the name and the nickname of that college?
My lover, what was just for you? darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Phones down for question one, hour 45, trivia 38. Television character Adam Hillman is desperate to become a partner in the law firm at which he works. While searching his boss's office for anything that will give him an in with his boss, Adam comes across the wastebasket, which has the logo of a college on it. What is the name and nickname of that college? The answer is the Iowa Hawkeyes. The answer to question one, hour 45, is the Iowa Hawkeyes. Moving on to question two, hour 45, trivia 38. This record company, on some of its inner sleeves of record albums, includes a picture that is identified as the following. Saturday, September 23rd, 1911, Burbank, California. On the other side of the inner sleeve is advertising for some music available on that label as well. What is the name of this record company? Once again, question 2, hour 45, trivia 38. This record company, on some of its inner sleeves of record albums, included a picture that is identified as the following. Saturday, September 23rd, 1911, Burbank, California. On the other side of the inner sleeve is advertising for some music that is available on that label as well. What is the name of this record company? Good luck from 90FM. We are in the middle of question 2 of our 45, trivia 38. This record company, on some of its inner sleeves of record albums, included a picture that is identified as the following. Saturday, September 23rd, 1911, Burbank, California. On the other side of the inner sleeve is advertising for some music available on that label as well. What is the name of this record company?
Hair, the prettiest green anywhere. Anne Marie's the name of his latest claim. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? Anne Marie's the name of his latest flame.
Down, question two, hour 45, trivia 38. This record company on some of its inner sleeves of record albums included a picture that is identified as the following. Saturday, September 23rd, 1911, Burbank, California. On the other side of the inner sleeve is some advertising for some music available on that label as well. What is the name of this record company? Warner Brothers is the answer. Warner Brothers is the answer to question two of hour 45. Question three, hour 45. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. What is the name of the little chef in the picture, in picture number two in the new Trivia Times? Once again, question three, hour 45, trivia 38. Get your copy out of the new Trivia Times. What is the name of the little chef in picture number two of the new Trivia Times? Good luck from 90 FM. Number three of hour 45, trivia 38. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. What is the name of the little chef in the picture number two in the new Trivia Times? down, phones down in the back for question 3, hour 45 of Trivia 38. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times. What is the name of the little chef in picture number 2 in the New Trivia Times? The answer is Wendell. The answer for number 3, hour 45, is Wendell. Moving on to question 4, hour 45, Trivia 38. In television mini-shows, this character is called the Guardian of Good Eating. What is the name of this mini-show character? Please give his name, or his title and name. Once again, question 4, hour 45. In television mini-shows, this character is called the Guardian of Good Eating. What is the name of this mini-show character? Please give his title and name. Good luck from 90FM.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down on Betty Fortin Vine. Seven little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a like a sign. She said what you need is love potion number 9.
In the midst of question 4 of hour 45. In television mini-shows, this character is called the Guardian of Good Eating. What is the name of this mini-show character? Please give his title and name. Phones down in the back for question 4, hour 45, trivia 38. In television mini-shows, this character is called the Guardian of Good Eating. What is the name of this mini-show character? Please give his title and name. The answer is Captain Carlos. The answer number 4 of question or of hour 45 was Captain Carlos. On to question 5 of hour 45, Trivia 38. Trivia returns. A series of ads for this deodorant was known by the following phrase: anything less would be uncivilized. It was a series of ads featuring tough-looking jocks in formal attire. One such printed ad included the following quote, "When one is capable of home runs, why play foul? What is the first and last name of the athlete who is credited with this quote?" Once again, question 5 of hour 45. A series of ads for this deodorant was known by the following phrase: anything less would be uncivilized. It was a series of ads featuring tough-looking jocks in formal attire. One such printed ad included the following quote: "When one is capable of home runs, why play foul? What is the first and last name of the athlete who is credited with this quote?" Good luck from 90FM.
Tell me why you keep fooling little go-get, making fun of the one who loves you, breaking hearts that are ruling, little coquette, true hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe the one you love will just be fooling, and when you all alone with only regret, you know, little coquette, I love you.
Of question 5 of hour 45. A series of ads for this deodorant was known by the following phrase: anything less would be uncivilized. It was a series of ads featuring tough-looking jocks in formal attire. One such printed ad included the following quote: "When one is capable of home runs, why play foul? What is the first and last name of the athlete who is credited with this quote?"
Thank you.
throwing phones down in the back for question 5 of hour 45, trivia 38. A series of ads for this deodorant was known by the following phrase: anything less would be uncivilized. It was a series of ads featuring tough-looking jocks in formal attire. One such printed ad included the following quote: when one is capable of home runs, why play foul? What is the first and last name of the athlete who is credited with this quote? The answer is Kirk Gibson. The answer to number 5 of hour 45 is Kirk Gibson.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
We are on to question 6 of hour 45, trivia 38. Randy Hickey is in love with Catalina, and to win her hand, he has to pass a series of 3 tests. First was a pit of leeches, where he had to cross a pit of leeches on a plank. Second was a bed of coals, where he had to walk across hot coals. Randy actually did cartwheels through the coals. What was the name of the third test? Once again, question 6 of hour 45. Randy Hickey is in love with Catalina, and to win her hand, he has to pass a series of 3 tests. First was a pit of leeches where he had to cross a pit of leeches on a plank. Second was a bed of coals where he had to walk across hot coals. Randy actually did cartwheels through the coals. What is the name of the third test? Good luck from 90 FM.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late.
Question 6, hour 45, trivia 38. Randy Hickey is in love with Catalina, and to win her hand, he has to pass a series of 3 tests. First was a pit of leeches where he had to cross the pit of leeches on a plank. Second was a bed of coals where he had to walk across the hot coals. Randy actually did cartwheels through the coals. What was the name of the third test?
Wendy, Wendy, what went wrong?
Hands down, phones down for question 6 of our 45 trivia 38. Randy Hickey is in love with Catalina, and to win her hand, he has to pass a series of 3 tests. First was a pit of leeches, where he had to cross the pit of leeches on a plank. Second was a bed of coals, where he had to walk across hot coals. Randy actually did cartwheels through the coals. What is the name of the third test? The answer was Field of Rakes. The answer to question 6 of our 45 was Field of Rakes. It's time now for the music question number 3. Music question number 3 is snippets of 8 songs. You should use the form number 3 included in the new trivia times to write titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of these songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90FM studios between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. tonight. The song titles will be listed on the air tonight at 8:15 p.m. Please remember to include your team ID on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musician Supply, 1101 Brilowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is trivia music question number 3. To question 7 of our 45 trivia 38. What is the name of the team which won the 1939 American Bowling Congress 5-man team championship? Once again, question 7, our 45 trivia 38. What is the name of the team which won the 1939 American Bowling Congress 5-man team championship? Good luck. We are in the midst of question number 7 for our 45 of trivia 38. What is the name of the team which won the 1939 American Bowling Congress five-man team championship? Question 7 of Hour 55 Trivia 38. What is the name of the team which won the 1939 American Bowling Congress five-man team championship? The answer is Fife Electrics. The answer to question 7 of Hour 45 is Fife Electrics. Moving right along to question number 8 of Hour 45 Trivia 38. Trip, a big screen 30-something who lives with his parents, fears that they are trying to set him up with a girlfriend, so he will have to leave home. When Trip gets out of bed in the morning, he steps on a mat. What is printed on that mat? Once again, question 8 of Hour 45. Trip, a big screen 30-something who lives with his parents, fears they are trying to set him up with a girlfriend so he will leave home. When Trip gets out of bed in the morning, he steps on a mat. What is printed on that mat? Good luck.
Because
midst of question 8 of hour 45, trivia 38. Trip, a big screen 30-something who lives with his parents, fears that they are trying to set him up with a girlfriend so he will leave home. When Trip gets out of bed in the morning, he steps on a mat. What is printed on that mat?
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand. Mary Ann, oh Mary Ann, oh won't you marry me? We can have a bamboo hut with brandy in the tea. Leave your fat old mama home, she never will say yes. If mama don't know now, she can't guess.
My, my, yes.
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand. When she walks along the shore, people pause to greet. White birds fly around her, little fish come to her feet. In her heart is love, but I'm the only mortal man who's allowed to kiss my Mary Ann.
Don't rush me.
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand. When we marry, we will have a time you never saw. I will be so happy, I will kiss me mother-in-law. Fui! Children by the dozen in and out the bamboo hut. One for every palm tree and coconut.
Hurry up now!
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sipping sand.
Phones down in the back for question 8, hour 45. Trip, a big screen 30-something who lives with his parents, fears that they are trying to set him up with a girlfriend so he will leave home. When Trip gets out of bed in the morning, he steps on a mat. What is printed on that mat? The answer is welcome aboard. The answer to question 8 of hour 45 is welcome aboard.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon with 90FM News. I'm Alicia. Even stories that take place in the Bronx can have happy endings. Ruthie survived nearly a year on the streets, which is no small feat for an 8-month-old dachshund. She disappeared from a car in Long Island 17 months ago, but she was found 25 miles away at the New York City borough. Someone brought her into a shelter where a scan located her microchip ID. Noelle Worden and her daughter Sarah finally received their long-awaited phone call. They picked up their pup, who was 10 pounds heavier, and brought her home to a new friend, which the Wordens got when they thought Ruthie was forever lost. The Wordens' next challenge is to wean Ruthie off her addiction to pretzels from New York vendors. The first Hulk movie didn't do as well as expected, so for the sequel, they're trying again with a new Hulk. Variety says Edward Norton will replace Eric Bana. The sequel won't take itself as seriously, and it will be closer to the comic books and TV series. Universal Studios must believe the first movie bombed simply because the leading man wasn't a big enough star. If only. Your Central Wisconsin weather is next after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Today, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy with a possibility of late afternoon thunderstorms. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely with lows around 50. Currently, it's 77 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values for hour 44, and question one for hour 46 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is John Hoppe with 90 FM.
Hi.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys would be interested in doing a Trivia Focus?
We would do a Trivia Focus, sure.
What's your team name?
Our team is Fat Baby.
How did you get that name?
One of my roommates has a doll that actually looks like a real baby.
All right, do you guys have a mascot?
Fat Baby's our mascot.
How long has your team been playing?
What hour is it?
Does your team have any interesting traditions?
Well, whenever someone comes to our apartment, they have to get their picture taken with Fat Baby.
What gets you pumped to do trivia?
When people are quiet during the questions.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
We started out with about 20 people, and we're down to about 5.
What question has stumped you the most so far?
All those Nickelodeon ones. We don't watch Nickelodeon.
How is your team doing so far in the contest?
We're doing pretty well.
If your team was a food, what food would you be?
Probably be mushed bananas, because that's what babies eat.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Hannah Montana, maybe.
What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
Meatballs.
What is the best pickup line trivia weekend?
If you want to see my fat baby.
How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
Oh, things don't drag with Fat Baby.
Ballpark, what is the amount of food your team eats in a weekend in pounds?
I'm bad with judgments like that.
Who's your favorite 90 FM DJ?
John Quam.
Do you listen to 90 FM outside the contest?
I do. Everybody else is from Milwaukee.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever is inside it as your own?
No, we already have a Fat Baby.
What do you think is Oz's kryptonite?
I know that one for sure. It's pathetic girls calling the complaint line.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
Some people can, but I cannot.
What is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Cookies from Nina.
All right. What is the best pickup line you've ever heard at a bar?
Do you want to see my fat baby?
What is your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
X, because X marks the spot.
Thank you very much. For 90 FM, this is John Hoffman.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 44 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 95 points, question 2 is worth 20 points, question 3 is worth 10 points, question 4 is worth 25 points, question 5 is worth 20 points, question 6 is worth 10 points, question 7 is worth 285 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 44 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 95 points, question 2 is worth 20 points, question 3 is worth 10 points, question 4 is worth 25 points, question 5 is worth 20 points, question 6 is worth 10 points, question 7 is worth 285 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. The top 5 team standings as of hour 44, question 8, are: in fifth place with 7,340 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In fourth place with 7,540 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In third place with 7,990 points is Knights of Neek. And in second place with 8,720 points is Tin Man. And first place with 8,845 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is: I'm not fat, I got a sweet hockey body. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is, I'm not fat, I got a sweet hockey body. And now, question one of hour 45. What is the name of the short-lived television series that was based on the play Nourish the Beast? Once again, question one of hour 46 of 38, trivia 38, is what is the name of the short-lived television series that was based on the play Nourish the Beast? Good luck from 90FM.